Before he was traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers last month, Boston Celtics point guard Isaiah Thomas had become a beloved star in the city. He gave heart and soul to both the Celtics and the city of Boston. WBUR's Shira Springer points out in this Cognoscenti commentary that Thomas gave the city something more in his recent remembrance of his time here.
Isaiah Thomas fell in love with Boston. He says he fell hard because the Celtics and the city saw something special in the 5'9" point guard. In a piece for the Players Tribune, Thomas writes that he'll never forget how the Celtics and the city embraced him and gave him a chance to be great. It's remarkable, revealing stuff. It's even more remarkable given that he's a young black professional athlete talking about his strong bond with Boston and its fans. Thomas's words contrast starkly with those of Celtics legend Bill Russell, who called Boston a flea market of racism, and of former Boston Red Sox player and coach Tommy Harper, who told the Boston Globe, "They call it Red Sox Nation, but it was never my nation." Granted, that was decades ago, but you still have to wonder about the climate today when you recall what happened to Baltimore Orioles center fielder Adam Jones. In May, during a game at Fenway Park, Jones was called the N-word a handful of times and had a bag of peanuts thrown at him. Given this context, what does Thomas's love for Boston say about the city and its sports fans? The All-Star offers a counter-narrative, an unexpected bookend to a Boston summer where, between Jones and the push to rename Yawkey Way, race never seemed far from the city's sports conversation. He is a reminder that there isn't one black experience, or Latino, or Asian, or Muslim, or Jewish, or white experience. Thomas represents one person's experience, and more than that, one recognizable star athlete's experience. So, does Thomas's love for Boston signal that the city is changing for the better when it comes to issues of race? Well, just as there isn't one black experience, there isn't one Boston experience. But it's important to recognize that Thomas wasn't writing as a professional athlete defined by his color. He was writing as an NBA player traded away from a city he loves. And while Boston remains haunted by its racism, Thomas's love speaks volumes. On his way out, he leaves the door open for a more nuanced, more textured perception of the city.